Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I guess we've gotten a few entries for our little, it's sort of a mini contest. We want to hear from our capeless heroes. At 8 o'clock, we'll be talking to someone who has sent us what they're up to via email. Send it to Bryn@RadioAlice.com. If you're one of the essential workers out there, the heroes not in capes. Tell us about your life and include your phone number, and you know, maybe we'll put you on the air today and get you, you know, you can do a shout out to your family and just, you know, break up the monotony of your day by coming on the radio with us. We just sort of want to know what everybody's up to out there. So Radio Alice, Bryn@RadioAlice.com, BRYN@RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Thank you, guys. Wow. Really well done.
Oh, thanks.
All right, so here is what's happening. I'll begin with an update on some of the important stats that you need to know about. The jobless claims smashed a record as this...
Not surprising, right?
Stay home enters its, or almost finishes its second week. No, it's not surprising. It does, it's super sad, though, that... I know a couple people that have their own businesses. One of my friends had to lay off 9 people.
Oh, God.
That he considers an important part of his business, but is unable to carry them while the store is closed.
Right.
It's just that simple.
And you have to officially lay someone off in order for them to get, I mean, you'd have to make it official in order for them to get benefits from unemployment.
I think that's the deal. Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
Jeez.
I don't know. I don't run my own business, but I've listened to my friends who take this stuff very seriously. People depend on them, mm-hmm. and it's important to them that they can provide for their employees, and when they can't, it's heartbreaking. And so that's, I know one of my friends went through that. I know our friend Alan at Bananas is experiencing an extreme slowdown in business due to this coronavirus, as he's not open like he normally would be.
No, ding ding shame. Listen, he's not open, but he's still available online, and mm-hmm. you've said this a few times, and I think it's a great idea. If you find yourself with some time on your hands hanging out at your house, pick up a guitar, learn to play a flute, whatever. Get yourself a musical instrument, and or even books on how to learn to play a musical instrument, some music theory or what have you.
Yeah, books or YouTube is an incredible resource for that kind of thing. You can learn anything in the world. Well, maybe not heart surgery, or brain surgery.
Maybe you can.
I don't know, but most things can be taught very simply or explained very simply on YouTube. Yep. So, you know, there's that. But
get your instrument from Bananas online and tune into YouTube.
Right. Jobless claims smashed a record, which is it's really bad news. That's a bummer. The stimulus checks could be in the mail very soon for people who meet the requirements. It's much needed $1,000, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I believe it's $1,200 to be exact.
If you've got kids, maximum. You get a little extra.
Right. So there's that. this is something back to, I guess, videos as there have been. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm doing this online. I need to do this first. Can you get COVID-19 again?
Yes.
After recovering from it? This is an article in today's San Francisco Chronicle.
All right.
What they're saying here is that I'll just read part of the answer here. One of the most crucial hurdles for immunologists trying to develop a COVID-19 vaccine is the question of whether people infected with the virus become immune. And if they do, how long that resistance lasts. What they're saying is it doesn't, it's not, they don't know yet if it makes you immune to it. It's too new of a thing to say that about.
So if you get a certain cold or a certain flu, you've got the antibodies for that going forward.
In fact, that's the next sentence is, for most viruses, immunity is the payoff for getting sick. So right. The trick in coming up with an effective vaccine is to duplicate that immune response. The problem is, although most infectious disease experts believe COVID-19 patients will develop immunity, they do not know that for sure yet.
Right.
Period. It's just too brand new.
And are there people who are automatically immune to it already? Just out there in the world, people who won't ever get it. Like, that would be, you know, you got to find those people. Maybe we make a vaccine from that.
One of the earlier news stories that, you know, and these stories can be dangerous, but it was out there that kids don't get it. And it turns out kids do get it.
They don't suffer from it the way older people do.
Right. But that sort of news story or even the headline that gets out there that your kids won't get this is dangerous because... Mm-hmm. You need to keep your kids from catching this.
Because they'll spread it to other people. That's, you
right.
know, okay, great that they're not going to, you know, suffer long-term effects or possibly death from this. That is great news. On the other hand, you know, they can't go visit grandma.
Right. So the people studying COVID-19, also known as coronavirus, they cannot tell us definitively whether or not we will develop immunity after we've been sick by it.
And that's why we're locked down.
Right. So there's the answer. They don't know yet. And those are the experts who are normally able to tell us the stuff we need to know.
Well, it's all new to them too, right?
Right. This is one more news story that I thought was interesting. As you've mentioned many times, a lot of our artists are now performing shows mm-hmm. on Instagram.
And elsewhere. I mean, whatever platform, right? But it's been fun.
Cam Soda. Maybe you've heard of them. I don't know.
That's the Cam Girl Central, right? Isn't that the
yes.
big one? This is basically, it's porn. Okay.
Right. So when I go look at a website for research, a porn uh-huh, website for uh-huh. research, often these Cam Soda ads pop up. Mm-hmm. And it's they're live shows that are being performed for you by a lady who you can communicate with. I've never done them. In fact, I always turn that off because
they cost money.
Right. Right. Exactly. Anyway, Cam Soda is a company that does these private shows.
I'm your private dancer.
Cam Soda is launching a non-adult platform.
What?
So that performers can do shows on there.
They're doing daycare?
I don't know how that's expected to work or if people will feel like that crossover will work for them. But idea that you'd be able to use Cam Soda as a way for performers to charge what fans are watching, it could work.
So it's non-adult, so like you sit your kid in front of Cam Soda and somehow they, learn to be a pole dancer?
No.
I'm not sure what...
No. I'm doing a terrible job explaining this. These are for other this is non-sex related. This is for other musicians, comedians, theater groups. They're trying to put together a platform where you'll be able to use Cam Soda live, perform for people... And charge for it like these sex workers do,
but
it's not a sex site. It's for musical, comedy, and even theater performances, and it's a way to pay them.
That is a totally different thing than what I was thinking.
Right. I did a bad job, and I apologize.
I actually enjoyed thinking about that.
I'm jumping through these things, trying to group them in a way, but I'm going from paper to computer,
right,
and I'm just doing the best I can over here.
That's all we can ask.
Cam Soda Live, though. Maybe Kapuro can get on there, and that's a way to charge people or make a buck from it.
Sure. Well, that has to be sort of a cleaner approach than holding up a sign with a hand-scribbled Venmo account on there.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah. Well, he does it on his Saturday night show. He does a full set, and he, is basically asking for tips. Because he had shows scheduled, I guess.
Huh?
But he's not alone. People are doing that and putting their payment addresses out there. And this seems like a cleaner approach to that. You know, you got to pay just to get on there.
Right. Now, I don't know how that's going to go, or if the Cam Soda relation is the automatic jump is too dirty, as mm-hmm. you did.
Yes.
And therefore, that might be an example of why it won't work, but they're trying to make that work for performers. It's certainly worth, if that's...
Maybe they should rename that branch of it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Cam non-porn performances.
I would imagine that as a company that's first and sole revenue stream is porn, that you might somehow still find yourself in that world or at least being targeted with ads from their other business stream.
Yeah, that would have to be, those things would have to be mutually exclusive. Good on them for saying, hey, this is a platform that works for this scenario and could work for yours as well. But I would think that would need to be on a completely separate, like, use the technology, but name it something completely different and don't have any affiliation. Because, yeah, my mom doesn't want to go to Cam Soda to watch my high school play or whatever.
Right. Well, I don't know. But I just thought it was a worthwhile mention as a lot of people. Like, I think our friend Eddie Ift is doing nightly shows on his... at his fireplace.
He is. It's a weird setup. He needs a better mic system. But it's amusing, you know. I find myself watching it.
Like, okay. Credit to you for watching.
I want to support him.
I love him and want to support him too, but I was watching Harry Potter
Yeah, you got your own set of stuff going on.
I'm watching the eighth movie waiting for Survivor to come on.
Oh,
and then I realize it's 8:30 and I haven't put Survivor on yet. So now I'm like, oh my God.
I gotta watch Survivor.
So I put it on and I'm able to fast forward through commercials. I felt like you for a second there because I'm not watching in real time and I can fast forward. Last night's episode was just crush. I hated it.
Yeah, I know. I thought about you quite a bit, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. That's our 6 o'clock break on Fridays. You have until then. Because we're not worried about spoilers at that point. If you're listening tomorrow at 6 o'clock and you in the morning and you haven't watched Survivor yet, you know, then that's on you. We've been giving you the heads up, but I can't wait to talk about it with you. Though it was a tough one.
How broken is Michelle? Like, what's wrong with her? You choose what?
Yeah,
sorry.
We'll talk about that tomorrow too.
Oh,
yeah,
mad at her.
I know. Oh my God.
Like what?
Yep.
Anyway, this might have been a performance that could have been done on that new version of Cam Soda. I don't know. But a student at Berklee School of Music got 74 of her friends to perform a Burt Bacharach song.
Oh.
What the world needs now is love.
Love.
They all recorded their parts from home. And here's what it sounds like.
Sweet love.
No, not just for some.
Lord, we don't need another mountain.
There are mountains and sides enough to climb.
Do you see
it
on the screen here?
I do. It's a massively split screen, but they don't have all 74 people on at once. It's just a few at a time, and then everybody's playing different instruments and putting their heart and soul into their one line they got.
Here's the money shot. Crank that up.
It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
What the world needs now is love.
another meadow.
Well, I expected
that's very
more,
sweet.
But it's nice.
Can you put a link to that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? That's
absolutely
beautiful.
Just
it's a bunch of kids. That's it's great.
Player. I love accordion players.
Do you?
Yeah, I have an accordion too.
Oh, we'll have to record that. That is that's very nice. Very, very sweet. I'll have to show that to my son today.
Anyway, I like it. I thought, okay.
They are going crazy.
They really are.
Well, they have their one line to get their face out there.
To show their stuff. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm going
to
do the coolest run ever.
I don't know if you can confirm or deny this, Sarah. So I'll read this to you and then you tell me. The Amish have started sewing reusable face masks for healthcare workers to use if they run out of regular ones. And Joanne Fabrics is giving away supplies to anyone who wants to make them. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've mentioned that a couple times on the air.
But for free?
Yes, as long as you turn them back in at the store. So I have not gotten an update on that from my local store. And I have had a very hard time finding the quarter inch elastic. I'm waiting on a delivery because I've got fabric cut. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do these things. And I just need that quarter inch elastic. And a lot of people are doing it without that. A lot of people are just sewing tiny little straps and figuring out a way to do this. But there is a need, and Joanne's is not just giving away the stuff for you to make it and bring it back to them. They're a drop-off point, too. They're a distribution point. But you need to talk to your local store to make sure that that's the case before you show up there asking for the supplies. Apparently, they're pre-cut, pre-measured. You take them home, assemble them, and bring them back.
That's
awesome. Is what I'm hearing.
I didn't realize it was free, but that's great. Okay, good. Our text number is 800-400-3697. The text machine was a little buggy this morning, but it's up and running now. And here's some of the stuff you guys sent. Good morning. Love hearing your wonderful voices. Thank you for staying on the air, all of you. So if you've got your banking details with the IRS, as in previous automatic refund deposits, you will get your money sooner than if they have to send you a check.
Oh, they're going to direct deposit it, huh?
Just heard this morning. Sorry, that text stream went.
If you've e-filed in the past, and taken
like
a direct deposit instead of a check, then you're set up for it. Otherwise, remember when George Bush took office and everybody got a check? That was in the mailbox.
You put your employees on furlough. You do not pay them a check. However, you can still pay their medical benefits and they can collect unemployment.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any employees to do that to.
No, well, there are a lot of small businesses that are trying to figure out how to manage. I know one thing that, I don't know for sure, but I think most landlords don't want to lose their business tenants. And so while it's stressful as we're not bringing in the money that we usually would everybody, I have to believe that they want to work with you to keep you in place.
Right.
Because
and it sounded
this
like
last forever.
Right. Yesterday there was an announcement made. There were several banks who are, it sounds like if you can show that this is going to be a hardship, they're letting you put off your payments for a couple months. I would think that would be, mortgage payments. I would think that, people don't want to lose a client that's been in the space for however long and is a good payer just because they have to close their business down. I think that everyone is sort of accepting that there's going to be an adjustment and people are going to take losses and then we're going to hopefully get back to normal.
Yeah, agreed. All right. So anyway, that's our text is up and running. We're looking for you to text us if you can. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I am going to start with celebrities who are doing good. A lot of big donations and a lot of individual payments to people's Venmo accounts from people like Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.